wonderful opportunity to go out there and play the game I love.
And Von Miller's got him, and down he goes.
Pull down, that's Von Miller. Pressure, here comes Von Miller. Miller's got him. Looks right, now in trouble, and he's sacked by Von Miller, and down he goes.
Welcome back into Fox on Fox. John Fox will be joining us again in just a minute, but right here we have joining us Von Miller, linebacker. Von, 9 sacks right now. You're one behind Justin Houston, who overtook you for the lead. How much emphasis do you put on the sack race in the NFL?
I mean, I just try to go out there and do my job. You know, and that's put pressure on the quarterback, play big-time run defense, and, you know, just sack the quarterback. And that's not my only job, but that's what my emphasis is, and that's what I just try to go out there and do. It feels great when you're able to get your job done. I really don't put emphasis, like, on the sack title. I just try to go out there and do my job. At the end of the season, you look back on that stuff. And that stuff will drive you crazy because it's, you know, up and down every day. You know, a guy might have 4 sacks this game. You just got to try to be consistent and just try to battle it out all the way through.
Everyone talked about how good it was going to be for you to have a guy like DeMarcus Ware in-house. How good has it been for you?
I mean, I said it 50 million times. You know, it's a true blessing. You know, I can't even put into words, you know, the type of, you know, stuff that he gets outside, that he gives the team and, you know, me outside of, you know, the obvious, which is, you know, coming in, being a great leader, you know, putting pressure on the quarterback. It's so much other stuff that comes with DeMarcus that I'm very appreciative for.
Back to the sacks, you're also known for your sack dances. How much do you think about those, or does that just sort of come natural to you?
I mean, I do a lot of dancing all the time, so it just happens, you know. It's kind of like, you know, you do a lot of dancing all the time, but it just kind of happens. It's, you know, you walking down, let's say if you was like walking down the street and somebody said, dance right now, and you had to like think of something real fast. You can have all the dances like that you practice on, but when that time comes, it's kind of hard to like.
Because they're all a little different. There's good variation there.
I put a lot of emphasis on it, though. My teammates helped me out with it a lot, though.
All right, on the negative side of this, you saw what happened to the Bears' Lamar Houston in New England last week. Should I bring that up? I mean, celebrate.
Yeah, I saw that, too. The same thing happened to Tully, too. You just, yeah. I mean, if you don't have a lot of rhythm, you know, it just.
Okay, it's rhythm.
Yeah,
it's, okay.
you gotta have like a little bit of rhythm. You just can't you know, go out there. You got to, you know, ease until you got to make sure you got a good. You know, you got your feet grounded before you
start. I can't believe I'm saying this, but actually that does make a lot of sense. All right, let's talk about this game coming up this week. Right now, your defense ranks number 3 overall in defense right now. What's clicking right now for you guys?
I mean, we're playing big-time run defense. I think that's where it all starts. You know, Terrence Knighton, you know, he's probably the head of the run defense. And we got Derek Wolfe and Marvin Austin and you know, Malik Jackson. Those guys do a great job in the inside. Nate Irvin, you know, he's a hog in there, too. And we've been playing really good run defense, and I think that a really good pass defense, you know, it all depends on a really good run defense, and we've been playing really good run defense these last couple of games.
You'll likely have your hands full with one Tom Brady. How do you stop a guy like that? How do you prepare for a guy like that?
I mean, he's got to play a game. You know, he's going to make some plays. He's an elite quarterback. You know, he's probably been in every situation, you know, imaginable, and you just got to go out there and play your game. We were up 24 points last year, so, you know, he was able to come back, so you got to be able to finish games, too. And I think that's where a little bit of our emphasis is this year, is just go play a game and finish the game all the way through.
You've had some off-field issues in the past, just some snafus here or there. It seems like now in your 4th season, has something kind of clicked that you do feel like you're more mature both on the field and off the field right now?
Yeah, I think I'm a little bit more mature. I think, you know, I appreciate the game a lot more. I've always loved playing football, but I think I took it for granted, you know, a little bit. And when you got that taken away from you for a little bit, or they threaten you with that, and you know, I just got a whole new look on what my why is, why I come to work every day, why I try to be the best player that I possibly can be. And, you know, I just got back to that. I got back to, you know, the love of football. And, you know, that's what I come in every single day. I just try to focus on it every day.
Let's have some fun now. Get to know Von Miller off the football field. You ready? Mm-hmm. How many pairs of glasses do you own?
Oh, man, I probably got like 80 pair of glasses.
80 pair of glasses. How many cowboy hats do you own?
I probably got like 12 cowboy hats.
In spirit of Halloween, most memorable costume?
I was a cowboy in the 4th grade. I was a cowboy.
Every day?
I was a cowboy. My mom, she like cut a hole and like, I had like this little Santa Fe like bedspread. My mom cut like a hole in it and like threw it over the top like a little poncho. And had like a cowboy hat and she drew like a mustache on there and stuff. And I had some boots back then, so I guess it started from you.
Which explains why you still wear the garments you do now. Most played song on your playlist?
I mean, I got a lot of them, man. They're probably...
Favorite group right now, anything?
I mean, I listen to Phil Collins before the game. You know, before every game, preseason game. You know, like scrimmage that we have, I listen to that you know, a lot. So I had that probably had to be it.
Coming in the air tonight. Yeah. Feel it coming in the air. Yeah. Vaughn Miller, Vaughn, thanks.
All righty, thank you.
And reminder, Coach Fox will be back in just a little bit. But first up, let's go back to Raul. He's here now to explain the X factor that is helping the Broncos to make the most of their abilities.
That's right, Nick. This Broncos team has no shortage of Pro Bowlers. And this offseason, they added even more star power, bringing guys like DeMarcus Ware and Emmanuel Sanders to town. But it's not all about talent. And this is Broncos country. Cammy Carmen explains why locker room chemistry can be so hard to find and how it's giving Denver an edge over opponents this season.
In the NFL, you don't have to like the guy lining up next to you. Talent alone will produce wins, but chemistry takes it to the next level.
I've always said, I think, you know, the closer you can get this to being like a high school locker room, the better.
Chemistry is everything. You got to have chemistry, and I think that Peyton is extremely huge on chemistry.
Touchdown, Denver, and that's Emmanuel Sanders' first touchdown of the year.
You can see it on the field and on the sidelines. After Manning's historical performance against the 49ers, receiver Wes Welker, who has Manning on his fantasy football team, wanted Peyton to continue playing, a conversation that was captured as both guys were mic'd up.
I wasn't sure where my score was at, and I knew it was tight going into the game. I ended up winning, though. So.
I didn't want to get him in trouble. I don't know if that's, you know, if you can play fantasy football or not. So I was kind of like, do you remember that you're mic'd up? I know I'm mic'd up.
And it's not just offense.
There's no way that me and Wolf couldn't get along and dominate like we do.
The Denver defense has Vaughn Miller and DeMarcus Ware leading the league with 16 sacks. They are limiting teams to just 72 yards on the ground. Pure talent, no question.
What's our carpool?
But all those D-line dinners are also paying off.
A lot of the guys here, you know, they're good players, but we're after the same thing. And you sort of put your egos aside. You don't have a lot of egotistical guys that, you know, feel like they are the team or they're just that one individual.
Well, that chemistry really helps us out of tough situations. You know, talent, you know, help you get wins, but, you know, during tough situations during the game, you know, that'll help you out.
When you bring in guys like TJ, Tlaib, and DeMarcus, sometimes you don't know what you're going to get, but, you know, luckily we all came in and meshed well. We all hang out. We all laugh and joke, so I think that's what allows us to play freely on the field and be comfortable with one another.
The Broncos aren't just playing with each other. They're playing for each other, a huge component to a championship team. Cammy Carmen, Fox 31 Denver.
Talent and chemistry, a pretty lethal combination. Thanks, Cammy. Two of the Patriots' biggest stars returning to New England wearing Broncos orange. Hear what Coach Fox had to say about the hostile homecoming as Wes Welker and Aqib Tlaib prepare to face their old team. And he's known to just about everyone as Bubba. How Andre Caldwell earned the nickname and the one person who refuses to use it.